Unstuck, this is Rick Trading on Rick Trading on Carolyn Cicieri. Carolyn is C-A-R-O-L-Y-N, Carolyn Cicieri, C-E-C-E-R-E. C as in cat, C-E-C-E-R-E, Carolyn Cicieri. Date of birth, 10-28-57, date of visit, 8-8-25. Please make a copy for Luella Pritchett. Luella, L-O-U-E-L-L-A, Luella. Pritchett is P as in Paul, P-R-I-T-C-H-E-T-T-E, T as in Thomas. Pritchett, P-R-I-T. C-H-E-T-T-E, Pritchett. Date of birth, I'm sorry, Luella Pritchett, D-O. Next paragraph. Dear Luella, thank you for sending Carolyn Cicieri for evaluation. Next. History of present illness. This is a this is a 67-year-old female who states she has had mold exposure at her home that was filled with black mold, which she had to be, which she had to clean, was exposed to the mold for several months and was treated as an outpatient with oral Diflucan. The patient was sent for a chest CT done on 6/5/25, which showed 3 millimeter ground glass nodule in the left upper lobe and a 3 millimeter nodule in the right upper lobe, as well as a stable 6 millimeter subpleural nodule in the right lower lobe. Follow-up CT was recommended. The patient also had a 6 millimeter subpleural nodule in the right lower lobe. Follow-up was suggested. The patient has an occasional cough, but denies shortness of breath, denies wheezing, and she has no chest pain, hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. She states her WBC count was 2.8, and after treatment with Diflucan, it was up to 3.4. The patient has not had a PFT as yet. She has no prior history of asthma or chronic lung disease, and no history of sleep apnea. Next paragraph. Past history includes history of fractured right femur with repair. She has hypothyroidism. Next, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits, the patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for approximately 2 years and then quit. No alcohol use. Next, she worked as a painter, denies any toxic fume exposure or asbestos exposure. Next, family history. Mother is alive at age 97. Father died of lung cancer. Next, system review. Patient denies weight loss but has fatigue, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has no shortness of breath. Or wheezing, no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no rectal bleed, no heartburn. There's no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no leg swelling. There's no depression or anxiety, no easy bruising. There's no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory. Headaches, but has some memory loss. And no skin rash. Next, med list. Armored thyroid, 15 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This averagely bulked elderly white female with no acute distress, no pallor cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 128/80, pulse 68, respirations 18, temperature 97.5, weight is 125, saturation 94. HE and Vietnam, phallic pupils reactive. Sclera were clear, throat was mildly injected, nasal mucous edematous. Next, supplemental bruising of thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Lung fields were clear, heart sums were regular, sonar S2, no murmur in S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds act. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Impression number 1. Bilateral lung nodules etiology undetermined. Next line number 2. History of mold exposure. And number 3 is hypothyroidism. And number 4 is leukopenia. Next, plan. Patient has been advised to get a CBC. Fed rate, IgE level, and a total eosinophil count. Also advised to get a serum aspergillus titer and serum quantiferon test to rule out TB. We'll call back if she has any new symptoms. Otherwise, a follow-up to be arranged in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Luella Pritchett, PRITCHETTEDO. Thank you. Oh, can you please add in the final? And she will also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Thank you for this consultation. Dr. Sula.